Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking, and hey, maybe it's a glacier breaking apart. Why a glacier? I'll tell you in a minute. But you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're in the heat of the summer in the last days of June. And let me tell you that a glacier may be cracking, because that's the sound of rock splitting politics in Anchorage, Alaska. This week, I am in Anchorage, and all through the, we'll say like the 20th through the 26th or so, I'll be here in Anchorage, Alaska, working with some young people. We'll be in different parks throughout Anchorage. So if you're a friend of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, like to listen to us, and you're living in the Anchorage area, check out some of the parks. We'll be feeding children throughout the day and having some concerts at night. So working these young people from Mississippi in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska. So be sure to go to someone, ask for Doc Holliday, and they'll help you find me. So be there all this week in Anchorage. So all our fans in Anchorage, be sure to come out. Now listen, this is presidential politics. The list keeps growing. Last week, we had a couple more big names pop into the Republican nomination race for president. So we're going to be talking about presidential politics today, and I have a couple of candidates we're going to speak about today. Then I need to tell you about next week's show. I'm going to go back, and we're going to zero in what it means to be president of the United States, the history of it, where it's come from. So get ready for next week's show. We'll be doing something no other radio host has done that I know of. We got to lay the groundwork, the foundation. Where does the U.S. presidency, where does it come from? Where does it stand? What does it mean for today? We're going to get into that next week on the show. But right now, before we get into the presidential politics of this week, let me let you take a listen to this.
Showmanship, his stream of consciousness. I think his single most important statement was, "I am very rich." That's the basis for the campaign. But, you know, look, you say, can you take him seriously? Can you really take seriously a candidate who says, Mexico is not our friend, it's sending us immigrants who are criminals, drug dealers, and rapists? Although, and this is my favorite part, he says, quote, "Some, I assume, are good people." I assume. I can assure you one thing. The mainstream media, who wish the Republicans no good, will lavish upon him enormous coverage.
Well, that was some Fox News, Charles Krauthammer, talking about one of the presidential contenders who jumped into the race last week. And who was it? Can you guess? Well, I got some music I want to play. And this is about one of the two. Charles Krauthammer is talking about one. Here's someone else that jumped in. I got a little music. See if you can guess when I play this music who I'm talking about. What is that music from Star Wars? Take you back to a theme? That's Darth Vader's theme. Now, am I calling one of the candidates Darth Vader? No. But it reminds me of what we call The Empire Strikes Back. We're back in the Star Wars saga. The Empire Strikes Back. What's the Empire? Well, I think it was Senator Rand Paul, who also was running for president, said America is tired of dynasties. Well, is the Bush dynasty? Is it? We've had the father, one son, and now another son wants to run for president. Jeb Bush jumped in the waters last week. That is not who Charles Krauthammer was talking about. That was another one that jumped in the water last week. And we're going to talk about the Donald Trump, and just on the second half of the show. But I've got to talk to you some about Jeb Bush. And he's not going by Jeb Bush. Guess what? His ads have Jeb, J-E-B apostrophe, J-E-B apostrophe. Where's the Bush? There's no Bush. And people said Jeb is going Bushless. He's cut out the Bush. And so Jeb is running for president. He's jumped in. And the pundits really like Jeb Bush. Why? Because he talked about it 6 months ago. And supposedly, within that amount of time, he has raised $100 million to run for president. He knows where the money is that helped get his father elected, helped get his brother elected. There's people who are within the Republican Party who like to know how to play the game, and they think Jeb Bush can help them continue playing the power game. And it's, quote, the establishment. Now, Jeb Bush, as governor of Florida, brought about some school choice plans. He brought about some conservative ideas throughout Florida. It was recognized as more conservative than his brother George when Jeb was governor of Florida. And now, guess what? Jeb Bush is looked upon as the, quote, moderate to liberal Republican. How do I feel about that? Well, I think it's a true statement. Jeb Bush is for Common Core. It's against the grain of most conservative Republicans. The Common Core push for educational standards. Can you rewrite them? Of course we can. But Jeb Bush is a big promoter of the Common Core education. Not going to go over well with a lot of Republican conservatives, especially in the South, where Jeb Bush needs to be strong. But Jeb is from Florida, was governor of Florida. He knows Florida. Guess what? There's another Republican running. His name is Rubio. We got Marco Rubio, and we got Jeb Bush from the same state, the state of Florida. It's unheard of to have two candidates running for president who need to have all the money people, the power backers of that state, to get behind them. But guess what? As I say that, I have to remind you, the state of Texas is in the same predicament. We got Ted Cruz and we got Rick Perry running from the state of Texas. Texas is bigger than Florida, but that is something that people sort out. Will it cause one of the candidates from each of the Florida or Texas to flame out quicker so that the more power and go to the other state, the other citizen of the state? Well, those are things that are all into this play. Where we got, at this point, when I'm recording this show, there's 12 announced candidates, 12 for president of the United States for the Republican Party. And we've gone over some of them. When it all gets said and done, we'll go over more of them, go over all of them. But now this is the Jeb Bush. Let me give you some Doc Holliday inside stories about what's going on in presidential politics. And from some sources that are embedded inside the Republican Party that like to think they know what's going on, I will say this. The establishment, Jeb Bush, is pure establishment. He is the safe, quote, safe candidate they can try to push ahead, much like they looked at Mitt Romney, much like they looked at John McCain, the Republican money people, the people who like to take gambles and risk and not risk very much as far as they want to get behind Jeb Bush. They got behind Mitt Romney. They spent some money, but evidently not enough. Romney was not the candidate that could win. McCain was not the candidate that could win. And yet, here we go, the establishment pushing Jeb Bush. Now, this is a little twist when Jeb Bush announced, and I've talked on this show even back last November. I had one of the reporters on the show, one of the national reporters, Chad Groening, and was talking about one of the biggest winners of the election night in November of 2014 was the governor of Ohio who got reelected, and he looked like he could be sitting in the catbird seat to run for president of the United States for the Republican nomination, because no Republican in the modern day has won the presidency without winning the state of Ohio. John Kasich is the governor of Ohio who got reelected in a landslide. It looked like he could be in a catbird seat to run for president, but he's been quiet. He went on a national tour talking about a balanced budget amendment, and everybody said, well, he's gearing up. He's grooming up for president. He's going to run for president, and now we've got 12 people who have entered the race, and he has so far not entered the race. So what's given? Now, he may jump in before you listen to this radio show, because everybody's jumping in like popcorn. The Republican field's like popcorn popping. There's a lot of hot air. Before you know it, another candidate's popped out and said, I'm running for president. And, well, some inside stories are saying, and John Kasich may lay out of running for president. His poll numbers are not great. One of the first debates right there in Cleveland, Ohio, and they were wondering if John Kasich got in and run, if he would even be able to make the debate if they limited the top 10 people that are polling the highest. So those are the things with Jeb Bush coming in. The word could be that there may be a, quote, deal. Nobody likes that word deal. But what if Jeb Bush got the nomination and picked John Kasich as his vice presidential candidate? Is it too early for a deal? Is it too early for something like that to happen? The establishment would love Jeb Bush from Florida to conquer Florida and get a VP named John Kasich. Everybody likes Marco Rubio but you couldn't have Marco Rubio as a VP from Florida. Didn't help you any. Your Jeb was supposed to get Florida. So you mark Marco Rubio out of the picture. And what do you have? You have Jeb Bush, Florida. John Kasich gets picked for the VP, would have Ohio. You get Florida, Ohio, and you got the Republicans sitting pretty good. You got to assume Texas would go Republican. And that gives you just two or three of the battleground states you have to get. Romney was worked so hard in Florida. He lost Florida. It was close, but he lost it. And he lost Ohio. If Republicans lose Ohio and Florida, they are in bad, bad circumstances. So, therefore, a lot of all the rhetoric, all the running, and you got people with pencils, and it's like a Karl Rove move. I don't particularly like Karl Rove, but he's saying, if we can get Jeb Bush with Florida, I hadn't heard Carl say this. I'm just imagining what's in his brain going on. He says, if we can get Karl Rove could say, if we can get Jeb Bush nominated from Florida, we slam dunk get Florida, get him to pick John Kasich of Ohio, slam dunk get Ohio, and Republicans are sitting pretty against old, long in tooth of ideas, Hillary Clinton. Go back to what Rand Paul said. Americans are tired of dynasties. They don't want the Clintons, don't like the Bushes. But I have to tell you, that's what a lot of the establishments is penciling in. If we can get Jeb Bush and get Florida, and we can get him to pick John Kasich for Ohio for vice president and get Ohio. By golly, we got to win combination to beat Hillary. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that is what's going on with Jeb Bush jumping in and establishment financed campaign. But what does that mean? We just heard Charles Krauthammer a while ago talk about that. There, somebody jumped in and said, I'm rich. I'm very rich. And Krauthammer said, that is the truth of the campaign of the guy jumping in. We're talking about Donald Trump. And I'm going to talk about Donald Trump, play some of what he had to say on the second half of the show. So get ready for the second half coming up. And this, before we go to the second half, let me play you what I thought about. There's something that was a song that ran through my mind when Donald Trump, when I heard it, he really officially announced to run for president. Take a listen to this, and then we'll have a little halftime news to tell you. Now, that was Helter Skelter from the Beatles, and that's the song that popped into my mind when I heard that Donald Trump had announced in a press conference that, and I heard Rush Limbaugh say, nobody, no political consultant in his right mind would have let Donald Trump go out and say the things he said and talked over 40 minutes about all kind of things, and we're going to play some of those clips, and I'm going to give you some commentary of it. But Donald Trump can talk so tough, and at the same time, what's he bringing to this campaign? Helter Skelter, like Charles Krauthammer said, the press is no friend of the Republican Party, no friend of conservatives, and they're going to lavish detail on the Trump presidential run, because they are going to gleefully put him as the face of the Republican Party. And is he for real? Can you take him for real? This is Donald Trump is the guy that picked Bruce Jenner to help the former Bruce Jenner, I should say, whoever she is or he is, or if you take his DNA, he's still a man. DNA says Bruce Jenner is Bruce Jenner. But this Donald Trump is the one that got Bruce Jenner to host the Miss USA pageant. The Miss USA pageant that he owns, Donald Trump, got Bruce Jenner. And does that tell you something about his, you know, he's a showmanship. He wants viewers for his programs. He says he's rich. Well, there's a difference between showmanship and being president, making presidential decisions. I just have to say, we're going to get into that on the second half of the show. But right now, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And I want to let you know right now, late this summer, we are coming out, me, Dr. Alveda King and Alex McFarland have got a book coming out, and it's going to be about what America needs. So I'm just putting you on notice. Get ready. Get a book, and it'll be a great Christmas gift later on toward the end of the year. Holiday gifts. If you got to stuff some stockings, got a book for you. So save up your money. We'll make the announcement when it comes out, but just giving you a heads up on that. And as you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net, let me remind you, some of our listeners, I did take a divergent path as I ran for Congress, and I did have run for Congress in a field of 13. There was 12 other candidates besides me, so I got a little insight on how to get a message out when other candidates are all trying to get their message out, and the presidential candidates are running right into that right here, right now. So great, unique insights will be coming up, because we are going to be focusing on especially the Republican nomination for president, because it's so important for this country to understand what's at stake. And you're going to hear things here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics you won't hear anywhere else, including these comments coming up from the Donald Trump running for the Republican nomination. So let me play this clip, and I got some commentary for you. This is Donald Trump last week.
It's great to be in a wonderful city, New York, and it's an honor to have everybody here. This is beyond anybody's expectations. There's been no crowd like this. And I can tell you, some of the candidates, they went in, they didn't know the air conditioner didn't work. They sweated like dogs. They didn't know the room was too big because they didn't have anybody there. How are they going to beat ISIS? I don't think it's going to happen.
Now, that's the first. Until Donald told me, I didn't know some of the other candidates, when they announced for president, sweated like dogs. I didn't know that. I didn't know you needed to make sure the air conditioner was ready so that you could be ready to be president of the United States. But I'm glad Donald pointed that out. I'm glad he pointed it out. Let's go on and listen to what the Donald had to say.
Our country is in serious trouble. We don't have victories anymore. We used to have victories, but we don't have them. When was the last time anybody saw us beating, let's say, China in a trade deal? They kill us. I beat China all the time. All the time. When did we beat Japan at anything? They send their cars over by the millions. And what do? When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? It doesn't exist, folks. They beat us all the time.
Now, you got Americans saying Donald Trump has a point here, and he does have a point. But I'm living in a place where there's a lot of Toyota cars being built right in America with American workers. There's a lot of Japanese car makers here in America because of trade deals. But he's right. When's the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? But this is what he's going to build on, and this is why there are some good points about Donald Trump jumping into this race. And I want him to make these forceful points, and he's not ashamed to be strong in making his statements. So let's listen to more of what Donald Trump had to say.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us, at our stupidity. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me.
Mexico is not our friend. Charles Krauthammer said, how can you take him seriously? We heard that earlier on the show. Mexico is not our friend. Mexico is our neighbor. We have problems we need to work with, especially border control. But Mexico is an American friend. They need to be. We're close by. We need to work together. They're not our enemy, Donald Trump. Let's move on.
But they're killing us economically. The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. Thank you. It's true. And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us.
Now, did I hear that right? They're bringing their problems with us. Should it have been they're bringing their problems with them? I do think we need English as an American language, but we need a president that knows how to speak it. But just a quick point. Let's move on.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop fast.
Now, Charles Krauthammer pointed this out when Donald Trump said he just assumed there were some good people among the rapists, among the criminals. But what Donald Trump hit the nail on the head was when he said, we have no control of the border. It's out of control. That is true, and that's going to resonate with people. But the way Donald Trump's going about speaking to the issue of immigration is not the way to get it done. You work with people. You don't turn them off. Let's move on.
Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East. They become rich. I'm in competition with them. They just built a hotel in Syria. Can you believe this? They built a hotel. When I have to build a hotel, I pay interest. They don't have to pay interest because they took the oil that when we left Iraq, I said we should have taken. So now ISIS has the oil. And what they don't have, Iran has. And in 19, and I will tell you this, and I said it very strongly, years ago, I said, and I love the military, and I want to have the strongest military that we've ever had, and we need it more now than ever, but I said, don't hit Iraq, because you're going to totally destabilize the Middle East. Iran is going to take over the Middle East. Iran and somebody else will get the oil. And it turned out that Iran is now taking over Iraq. Think of it. Iran is taking over Iraq. And they're taking it over big league. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. $2 trillion. We lost thousands of lives. Thousands in Iraq. We have wounded soldiers who I love. They're great. All over the place. Thousands and thousands of wounded soldiers. And we have nothing. We can't even go there. We have nothing. And every time we give Iraq equipment, the first time a bullet goes off in the air, they leave it. Last week I read 2,300 Humvees, these are big vehicles, were left behind for the enemy. 2,000, you would say maybe two, maybe four? 2,300 sophisticated vehicles, they ran and the enemy took them.
But Donald did make a powerful point right there that America gave a lot of equipment. And you could see maybe losing 3-4 Humvees. 2,300. And cannot America know where they are? And they know if they go into the enemy's hands, could we not have bombed them and destroyed them instead of letting ISIS use them to protect their troops, protect their fighters? I mean, you think, who is running a government? Who is running the military? Oh, excuse me, I forgot. It's President Barack Obama. Why didn't he destroy 2,300 Humvees instead of letting them fall into the enemy's hands? Oh, my goodness. He doesn't take advice from his military advisors, does he? Oh, God, help us. Pray to God for this country. We got to get a commander-in-chief, and Donald Trump would be worlds better than President Barack Obama. But let's continue on, and then we're going to finish up the show here in just a minute.
You're right. Last quarter, it was just announced, our gross domestic product, a sign of strength, right? but not for us. It was below zero. Who ever heard of this? It's never below zero. Our labor participation rate was the worst since 1978.
Now, the Donald was getting to some statistics we've talked about here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You know we've talked about the work participation rate. You know we've talked about the numbers of GNP, and they actually are negative. We are in terrible, terrible situation that all the press, all the cheerleaders for the Democratic Party, all the people are saying we are in hunky-dory promised land. It's nirvana to, if you listen to the Democratic politicians, you listen to the media. But folks, we are in serious trouble, and Donald Trump is right in pointing that out, and he's going along right with what we're doing right here at Rock Splitting Politics. We're pointing out why we got to get a strong person in the presidency to go back against the grain of what this administration has done. We cannot build on top of what this administration's done. We've got to rip it out by the roots, the progressive, socialist, communistic policies that have been placed and implanted in this nation. It's not good for business. You heard Donald Trump talk about GNP. It's not good for unemployment numbers, even though we get statistics saying this country is getting in better in shape. We know it's not true. I know people looking for jobs. It's not a robust economy, and it will not be as long as this administration's policies are not reversed. So that is the very reason why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because we're going to dive into these issues. Let me tell you, next week, we got a show that we're going to do unlike any other host, unlike any other show. We're going to present why 2016 is so important by going back and looking at the history of the presidency of the United States. It's a show that will prepare you to better know how to look at who is running and why they should be elected, or why they shouldn't be elected. So don't miss next week's show. Remember, if you're in Anchorage, Alaska, or if you have friends in Anchorage, Alaska, give them a call. Tell them to go look for Doc Holliday around in the part of Anchorage, working with young people, helping feed the young people, putting sandwiches out for free. So holler at me in Anchorage, Alaska, if you're up there, and I'll be glad to talk to you. See you next week for a great show that you don't need to miss.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.